Social media backlash: New York Governor Kathy Hochul mocked for targeting 3D firearm printing. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 7, 2026. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., is facing social media backlash after using an X post to pledge that printers sold in her state will be required to include software that blocks it from printing a firearm. Hochul's X post. Here are just a few of the responses Hochul's post received. Democrats are the fastest growing gun safety threat in the country. People will just buy the printers in another state. Have you considered banning basements and garages to stop the construction of these ghost guns? Does she realize guns aren't generally printed only certain components, so good luck with software that can determine what is exactly being printed? Yeah. Another way to control Americans, you are so brave. Why would NY expend any resources to prevent people from exercising their Second Amendment rights? Meanwhile, you release violent criminals without bond and they repeat their crimes, harming more New Yorkers. You should be ashamed. Eliminate the gang database. Handcuff police. Provide sanctuary to illegal aliens. Track 3D printers. And the backlash extends through post after post. Meanwhile, Hochul's gun control lobby allies, like Mike Bloomberg affiliated Every Town for Gun Safety, are standing with the governor by urging the state legislature to pass the ban. Via Wednesday press release, Every Town said, in alignment with Governor Hochul's plan to strengthen public safety, mitigating the potential detrimental harm that can stem from 3D printed firearms and DIY machine guns is crucial in addressing gun violence in New York. Advancing these key pieces of legislation will foreground the safety of New Yorkers, especially those from vulnerable communities who are often disproportionately impacted by gun violence. In an op-ed for PC Mag, mechanical engineer Michael Leidick noted that California and Washington State have both gone down this path, and Colorado has passed similar legislation that now awaits Governor Jared Polis's, D., signature. Leidick observed, the methods being deployed to stop so-called ghost guns raise a broader question that extends well beyond firearms. When a general-purpose tool like a 3D printer is asked to decide what it is allowed to make, where does regulation end and state control begin? Lawmakers are no longer just regulating finished products, but the inputs and processes that create them. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. He is a lover action man in an AR-15 world. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.